Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Tal Naccarato, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
You've lived a lot of places. Yeah. Lived in Louisiana and Florida and New York. Where have you lived the longest?
New York.
Yeah.
By all means. I grew up in, you know, in New York City. I grew up in Brooklyn when it meant something. My friend who works in Brooklyn, he said he was talking to some people that had just come in from Brooklyn some years ago, maybe 5-6 years ago, and he said, "Oh yeah, I'm a native Brooklyn." He said, "Brooklynite." I said, "Well, really?" He said, "Yeah." He says, "I've been here 5 years," the guy said, you know. And he was like, "Okay." I think the language of Brooklyn is gone. You know, it's not gonna, I don't think that, you know, many of the kids are gonna speak the way we spoke growing up. I just don't see it.
When you were growing up, did you speak differently than the way you speak right now?
No, I mean, pretty much a little bit, maybe a little heavier of an accent, probably.
It's identifiable, for sure. It's solid, yeah. It sounds good.
It was probably worse then, you know. More solid then.
You do some street playing.
Yes. That's great. I love it. I'll play some for you when the next set.
Do we have to go out on the street?
Yeah.
To do that?
Well, come on outside. That's what I thought you meant.
Okay.
What I like about playing, you see, a lot of the music I play is just carnival street music. It's what it is. Not all of it, but some of it. I like to play 100-year-old songs and the stuff I write. That's pretty much it, you know, and a couple of other songs thrown in because I like them. And I don't care if they were written last year, but if I like them, I'll play it. The kids always respond. If you go... The kids get it right away. They just stop right dead. Anybody under the age of 9 will just stop in its tracks when they... Notice I said it. Its tracks. And just... smile and look and just like and start dancing. It's like something happened. They're listening a little bit, then they're looking, and all of a sudden, just as long as I am in this world, well, I am the light of this world, just as long as I'm in this world. Well, I am the light of this world. Well, you don't believe in Jesus, yeah, not a word he said. When he come all the way down Lazarus' grave, rising him from the dead, just as long as I'm in this world. Just as long as I'm in this world, well, I am the light. Well, pride's the key to heaven, yeah, and faith unlocks the door. That's why my God gave me the key to carry everywhere I go. Just as long as I'm in this world, I am the light of this world. Just as long as I'm in this world, I am the light of this world. I'm not ashamed, no. Well, the Holy Ghost was my witness, and the angels saw me sign my name. Just as long as I'm in this world, I am the light. Just as long as I'm in this world, I am the light of this world. Thank you. I played the string break of Riverhawk Festival down in Dade County a couple of weeks ago, and there were professional players there, you know, top-of-the-line guys. And I did a workshop, and I spent some time with some of them. You know, they were like, wow, you know, I've been playing with a lot of guys, and no one's ever explained it to me that way. Here are guys that are Grammy-nominated and play at the Opry, and they're like, you know, you just explained something to me that all these great players couldn't explain. And how would I do that? You have about an hour after the show, I'll show you. A lot of people play and they don't know how the fretboard works. And if you know what the white keys and the black keys do on a piano, it's the same on a guitar, okay? No sharps or flats between, you know, certain notes, you know, E and F and B and C. And once you look at a piano, you look at the key, you see there are no black keys. That's the beginning of knowledge about music, okay? Look at the key of C on a piano, start there. And then realize there's no, you know, a guitar is just half steps. I say to my students, well, play an E, there it is, you know, six string open. I say, well, play an E sharp, which is a half a step higher, and they go, E sharp, and it's like, well, what is that? Well, that's an F. Play an F flat. Well, there it is, it's an E. So once, you know, you start to get into that with young people, even old people, even professional players, and it's an eye-opener for a lot of people. And the way you can move chords up the fretboard from, you know, you've got an E chord and you move it up half a step and then you bar the first fret, same thing, but it's an F, a G, an A, a B, and a C. And then a D, and then start all over again. There's nothing mysterious about it. There's nothing to it. A baby could do it. You know, there's this old song that many people played in all different kind of ways. And I kind of play it like this. It's called Hesitation Blues. And people have called it many, many things. Baby, do I have to hesitate? Baby, do I have to wait? Thank you. dime is a dime. Well, I need a new gal. Lord, she won't mind. Tell me how long, baby, do I have to wait? Can I get you now? Baby, must I hesitate? Well, rocks in the ocean, fish in the sea, you know you mean that well to me. Tell me how long, baby. Can I get you now? Baby, must I hesitate? If the river was a whiskey and I was a duck, I'd swam to the bottom. I might never come up. Tell me how long, baby, do I have to? Can I get you now? Baby, must I hesitate? Hesitation stockings, hesitation shoes. Oh Lord, I got them hesitation blues. Tell me how long, baby, do I have to wait? Well, can I get you now? Well, baby, must I hesitate? The hesitation blues. My style is more than Piedmont. I don't play just Piedmont, but when I do play Piedmont style, it's basically keeping the bass going. And it's got a ragtime feel, too. But you hear that?
Did Reverend Gary Davis, is that what you say he would play predominantly?
Well, yeah, a good artist borrows, a great artist steals. So, you know, I mean, that's Reverend Gary Davis. one of the greatest players of, Blind Blake. I play, Blind Blake and the Reverend Gary Davis. But that's really called country blues. The country blues is more, but it's a blurred line because everyone played what they liked. But as long as you kept that going, it's that constant bass beat. And other people would play it, like Elizabeth Cotton would play a completely different thing. And she'd have a roll going, and it's just so different. Everyone plays it so differently. Mm-hmm.
But one tune I really can't wait to get back to is Red, White, and Blue Rag.
Yeah.
All of us were kind of wowed by that. There's something was going on there. Beautiful. Really, I can't wait to listen to it again.
I opened up with Norman Blake, okay, so now I'm going to do Tony Rice's version of Church Street Blues. Mr. Tony Rice, God bless him. Watching all these good times, Charlie is driving me insane. Well, way down south on Charlotte Street, don't the green lights all look red? Well, I wish I was back in on the phone in my feather bed. So I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these good time, hard line, hell on Church Street blues. Myself a pick a friend and I read yesterday's news and I folded up page 21 and I put it in my shoe and I gave my nickel to the poor, my good turn for the day, and I folded up my old billfold and I threw it all away and I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin down the hard time, hell on Church Street Blues. guitar strings, old black diamond brand. Well, I'd string me up this old guitar and I'd go and join some band. But I guess I'm gonna sit right here and pick and sing a while. Try and make a little change and make some people smile. So I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin, damn, hard time, hell on Church Street blues. These thin, damn, hard line, hell on Church Street blues.
I would like to thank our guest, Hal Nacarado, for being with us this evening. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production and the original music of Whitney Aike, with Ray Adams performing each week here on the program. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington. And now I wonder if the house were to whoop it up enough. I know the radio listeners want to hear another tune. If we whoop it up a little bit, we play one more? He says maybe. That's Tal Nacarado. He's going to play another one for us.
All right. I've been convinced.
Thanks for being with us, Tal. It's been so much fun.
It has been fun. You guys have been great. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Cabaret, pretty papa, are you going my way? Her old man knew what it was all about. He met me at the door and he threw me out. Broke my nose and it split my chin. He said, don't let me ever catch you here again. Well, out through the kitchen, out the back door, hit me with his chair till my head got sore. And I cried, that'll never happen no more, pretty baby. That'll never happen no more. That'll never happen no more, pretty mama. That'll never happen no more. Well, that ain't pudding, baby, that ain't pie. That's just the stuff that I got you to buy. Well, that'll never happen no more, pretty mama. That'll never happen no more. Chicago, winter and fall, caused me to wear my overalls. Well, I got drunk, baby, it was my fault. Well, I'm used to eating pork chops, meat and salt. Met a gal, a pig meat some. Oh, baby, yes, me, I followed her. She stole my clothes and she stole my car. I didn't get mad, I did not get sore. I just said, that'll never happen no more, pretty baby. That'll never happen no more. That'll never happen no more, pretty mama. That'll never happen no more. Well, ashes to ashes, baby, dust to dust. Well, what you gonna do when that damn thing rusts? Well, that'll never happen no more, pretty baby. That'll never happen, that'll never happen. That'll never happen no more.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Tal for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sim's Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. the Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company, and their master craftsman, Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.